Okay, today we begin our study in the book of Amos. We come today to Amos chapter 1, verse 1. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Amos chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "The words of Amos, one of the shepherds of Tekoa, what he saw concerning Israel, 2 years, before the earthquake, when Uzziah was the king of Judah, and Jeroboam, son of Joash, was king of Israel." The earthquake spoken of here may have occurred about 760 B.C. And it says in verse 2, he said, "The Lord roars from Zion, and thunders from Jerusalem. The pastures of the shepherds dry up, and the top of Carmel withers." It's easy to see God's not happy, and he will cause his enemies to die. And that is the basic message in the book of Amos. Verse 3, "This is what the Lord says, 'For three sins of Damascus, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath, because she threshed Gilead with sledges having iron teeth.'" Damascus was Israel's main enemy about this time. They were very cruel to God's people for no reason other than they were mean. God said, "I'm going to punish you for that, Damascus." Verse 4, "I will send fire upon the house of Hazael that will consume the fortresses of Ben-Hadad." Hazael became king in Damascus by killing the previous king, Ben-Hadad. But God will now destroy Hazael with fire. Verse 5, "I will break down the gate of Damascus. I will destroy the king who is in the valley of Aven, and the one who holds the scepter in Beth-Eden. The people of Aram will go into exile to Kir, says the Lord." And the Lord God cannot be stopped. He has pronounced judgment, and he will see that it is carried out. The gates protecting Damascus had a large wooden bar which locked them, but God would bust open those gates and let the enemy in to destroy them. Verse 6, "This is what the Lord says, 'For three sins of Gaza, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath, because she took captive whole communities and sold them to Edom.'" And here God pronounces judgment on another area, Gaza. Gaza was a Philistine city, and God was angry at the Philistines because they would steal people from their homes and then sell them as slaves to other countries. Slave trading was common in those days, but God still hated it. Verse 7, he says, "I will send fire upon the walls of Gaza that will consume her fortresses." God will punish Gaza. He said, "You will cease being a city." And you know what happened? It ceased to be a city, just as God said. It ceased in 734 B.C. when Assyria defeated it. Verse 8, "I will destroy the king of Ashdod and the one who holds the scepter in Ashkelon. I will turn my hand against Ekron till the last of the Philistines is dead, says the Sovereign Lord." And the people in these Philistine cities loved to make a profit from slave trading as well. But God hated it. And so they also will cease to be cities, according to the word of the Lord, and they did cease. Verse 9 says, "This is what the Lord says, 'For three sins of Tyre, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath, because she sold whole communities of captives to Edom, disregarding a treaty of brotherhood.'" The people of Tyre broke agreements. They didn't care. I suppose they would be called wise businessmen today. They were shrewd, but they were dishonest. They would make agreements, they would break agreements. They had no honor, and they didn't care how they made money, as long as they made it. And God is angry at them. 10. I will send fire upon the walls of Tyre that will consume her fortresses. Tyre must have laughed arrogantly when they heard this prophecy. They were an island city, impossible to conquer, they thought. But God said it, and Babylon did it in 585 BC. 11. This is what the Lord says. For three sins of Edom, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath, because he pursued his brother with a sword, stifling all compassion, because his anger raged continually, and his fury flamed unchecked. The descendants of Jacob, as you probably know, are the Israelites. The Edomites were the descendants of Jacob's brother, Esau, and so the Edomites and the Israelites were relatives, but the Edomites didn't care. They didn't care. They never missed an opportunity to do bad to the Israelites. 12. God says, I will send fire upon Teman that will consume the fortresses of Bozra. Teman and Bozra were both important cities in the nation Edom. Verse 13. This is what the Lord says. For three sins of Ammon, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath, because he ripped open the pregnant women of Gilead in order to extend his borders. It's just unspeakable cruelty. You know, there are always casualties of war, innocent casualties of war. I am so proud to be an American, because we use our technology to build war, weapons of war that will help us to be more precise and to cut back on civilian casualties. But it just seems like back then, and even today, a lot of those people over there, those countries over there, they specialize in terror, and they just do the most despicable things to the innocent. And they do it on purpose, too. Just pure 100% evil. War is never good. But there are rules of war, rules of decency. But the nation Ammon, the Ammonites, longtime enemies again of the Israelites, they wanted to be a bigger country. And so they attacked Israel and did the most horrible thing imaginable in order to terrorize them. 14. I will set fire to the walls of Rabbah that will consume her fortresses amid war cries on the day of battle, amid violent winds on a stormy day. Her king will go into exile, he and his officials together, says the Lord. Rabbah was the capital of Ammon. Today it is called Amman, and it is the capital of Jordan. And God did judge it back in those days. We'll pick it up in chapter 2 of Amos next time. Until then, so long, everyone.